This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. My guest, Chris, he's brought several of his instruments with him and is going to perform some songs for us. He also played beautiful, melodious music. He was incredibly versatile.
Oh, thank you. But one constant
was he played from the heart.
Yeah, they did. They had
become an unprecedented phenomenon.
They had.
World famous for their music, their personal exuberance, and their screaming teenage fans. After Japan bombed Pearl Harbor, he and his family were among the 127,000 Americans of Japanese descent who were forced into internment camps.
Terry, wait. No, I think your fact checker may have a couple things off. I'm not Japanese. I wasn't born at that point in time.
So I want to start by asking you to play a song, and it's a song that's on your new album. Tell us a little bit about the song before you play it.
Yeah, well, it's a song. I think of myself as a lyricist first and then everything else second. So really, I was trying to capture like a really tough point in life, and the words really just came to me. Pretty much, you know, landslide, like came down on me. I'll just dive into it.
Great, that's so much fun. So how did you feel about that, and do you think that that was a decent or a bad thing to do?
Yeah, it was a pretty terrible thing to do on a station like this, of course, but you know, for me and my fragile ego, it was really good, and I would say slightly controversial as well, which is surprising.
Were you surprised at how controversial the music was when you started playing it? You know, a lot of people couldn't handle it at all, musicians, listeners.
Yeah, you know, it's a really good point. I hadn't thought of it that way. It is a really tough one because, you know...
It is so much fun to hear that and so educational to to hear it too.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I'm here to serve you, I guess. But have you ever heard that before? It's kind of some fresh new territory, don't you think?
But I went on iTunes to see who else recorded it. Perry Como recorded it.
Really?
So I listened to a little of the Perry Como version.
No.
It's like 180 degrees different from what you did. It's like a slow ballad.
And, I hope
you know,
so.
Kind of middle of the road. And...
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm surprised to hear that, I guess.
You've never done anything remotely like, quote, selling out. If you decided to, like, go commercial at some point and, like, make it big in session music or whatever, what would you play? Like, if you were really going for the big bucks, could you envision yourself doing anything like that?
I could.
It's so different than what you've done.
I think so. But it's, you know, as a session cat, I was really big into the clave, and I think that's always something that I try to carry into other parts of my art forms, is that sort of da 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 da, and it works out pretty well.
I'd like you to perform another song that you do on your new album. He was arrested for playing it when he performed it with Ornette Coleman in Portugal in 1971.
Yeah, we'll try it. With blood flows nobody knows. Does it go down? Not in this town. Dizzy feet are wide, you're falling head over heels in love. Dizzy feet are wide, you're falling head over heels in love.
Thank you so much for being with us and for playing.
Oh, it's been a pleasure, Terry. Thanks for having me on.
Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our technical director and engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Our associate producer for online media is Molly C.V. Nesper. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. I'm Terry Gross.